Here at NPR, we have our own theater of sorts.
Our tiny desk concert with Suad Masi is about to begin, so please head on over to the skinny end of the fifth floor. Thank you.
We're lucky to have musicians visit from around the world, and we often talk them into performing what we like to call a tiny desk concert. Our recent guest was Algerian singer Suad Masi. That was Suad Masi's song, Hir Enta, or I Only Love You. After the show, the 39-year-old musician came into our studio to chat with us. Down the elevator, walking through the corridors, she carried her guitar on her back. Holding tight to that instrument has been a symbol of pride ever since Suad learned to play. In Algeria in the 1990s, it was not easy being an aspiring female musician. You, as a girl, would try to go to music class, and there were men who would spit at you and harass you. I mean, what was that like?
It was very hard because it was, in the beginning of the civil war in Algeria. So I'm a girl, and I put a jean, and I have my guitar, and it's j'attire l'attention.
Attracting attention. Yeah.
So it was like a provocation.
A provocation. Masi pushed past the jeers and the harassment.
We played rock music.
Mm-hmm.
So really it was, we make noise. And it was very dangerous for us to play in the night. And so it was a hard part of my life and for the life of a lot of musicians and women.
When Suad Masi says dangerous, she means it. The civil war in Algeria pitted fundamentalist rebel groups against the military government, and musicians, journalists, even women who didn't cover their heads, were targeted for assassination. Suad Masi sings in Arabic, French, sometimes Berber. She got her big break in 1999 when she was invited to a music festival in Paris, and she now has 5 albums under her belt. Upstairs, you played for us what sounded like very traditional-sounding Arabic.
Mm.
But you seem to stay away from... often I think of North African pop music as sappy love tunes. You seem to do more rock. I mean, it's...
No, I like love songs. But I like to speak about all things touch me. About political, about history of somebody who is sad, for example, or woman who... are fighting to have her rights, for example, or political. I like to speak about all who touch me around me.
Ever so delicately, Suad Masi does sing about truth, about denouncing discrimination, and about hope. She doesn't preach about politics. Her message just seems to come naturally from within. This is a song called Amessa.
Amessa, the day will come where the sunshine will shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's a metaphor. I speak about the truth, la vérité. Thank you. Since I'm a little girl, in my family, my mother and all women in my family pushed me to study, to be strong, because she told me it's the only way to be respected, to help other people. So it's in my blood.
In her blood and in her music, this song from her 2010 album, Ohuria, is called Tu Restes Fair.
Thank you.
there's so much left to be done, she sings in French. And that's how Souad Massi feels about the Arab Spring. One day, she hopes, young women won't have to go through what she did to gain respect. But she says getting there will take time. You can watch Souad Massi's Tiny Desk concert at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.